Passage 2. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Mrs. Lynn. How are you today?
Not so good. I know that it is the law that all children go to school when they become 5 or 6 years old. My son has just had his 6th birthday, and I don't know how to get him into school. I don't want to break the law. What should I do?
You have to go and register him at your local neighborhood school.
I don't understand. Register?
Register means to sign him up for school. You'll have to fill out some papers or forms giving information about your son, and then he'll be able to start school. My son, Carlos, started school 2 months ago. When I went to register him, I had to bring proof that the information I filled out on the forms was true.
Proof? What kind of...
I had to bring his birth certificate to show that he was the correct age to start school. I also had to bring a telephone bill, or a gas, or electric bill.
Why?
To show proof of residency. To send our son to the public school near our home, I had to show something official to prove that we lived where we said we did, and not in another town. It has something to do with taxes. I also remember being asked to show proof of his immunizations. Immunizations. The shots he received at the clinic to keep him healthy. The doctor at the clinic gave me a piece of paper with his information on it, and I brought it with me when I registered my daughter.
This all sounds very hard.
No, it isn't. Just bring all this information with you, and you'll have no problem. The people at the school where you register are very nice, and will help you as much as they can.
I hope so. Here's the bus. Have a good day.
Now listen and complete the multiple choice questions below. Multi-choice questions. Number 1. What does the word register mean in this dialogue?
Number 2. What's the purpose of bringing a child's birth certificate?
Number 3. Why is a telephone bill or a gas or electric bill needed?
Number 4. Why is the proof of a child's immunizations needed?
Number 5. What is the dialogue mainly about?
Now listen again and complete the outline below. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Mrs. Lynn. How are you today?
Not so good. I know that it is the law that all children go to school when they become 5 or 6 years old. My son has just had his 6th birthday, and I don't know how to get him into school. I don't want to break the law. What should I do?
You have to go and register him at your local neighborhood school.
I don't understand. Register?
Register means to sign him up for school. You'll have to fill out some papers or forms giving information about your son, and then he'll be able to start school. My son, Carlos, started school 2 months ago. When I went to register him, I had to bring proof that the information I filled out on the forms was true.
Proof? What kind of...
I had to bring his birth certificate to show that he was the correct age to start school. I also had to bring a telephone bill, or a gas, or electric bill.
Why?
To show proof of residency. To send our son to the public school near our home, I had to show something official to prove that we lived where we said we did, and not in another town. It has something to do with taxes. I also remember being asked to show proof of his immunizations. Immunizations. The shots he received at the clinic to keep him healthy. The doctor at the clinic gave me a piece of paper with his information on it, and I brought it with me when I registered my daughter.
This all sounds very hard.
No, it isn't. Just bring all this information with you, and you'll have no problem. The people at the school where you register are very nice, and will help you as much as they can.
I hope so. Here's the bus. Have a good day. Now listen again and check your answers. Good morning, Mr. Smith.
Good morning, Mrs. Lynn. How are you today?
Not so good. I know that it is the law that all children go to school when they become 5 or 6 years old. My son has just had his 6th birthday, and I don't know how to get him into school. I don't want to break the law. What should I do?
You have to go and register him at your local neighborhood school.
I don't understand. Register?
Register means to sign him up for school. You'll have to fill out some papers or forms giving information about your son, and then he'll be able to start school. My son, Carlos, started school 2 months ago. When I went to register him, I had to bring proof that the information I filled out on the forms was true.
Proof? What kind of...
I had to bring his birth certificate to show that he was the correct age to start school. I also had to bring a telephone bill, or a gas, or electric bill.
Why?
To show proof of residency. To send our son to the public school near our home, I had to show something official to prove that we lived where we said we did, and not in another town. It has something to do with taxes. I also remember being asked to show proof of his immunizations. Immunizations. The shots he received at the clinic to keep him healthy. The doctor at the clinic gave me a piece of paper with his information on it, and I brought it with me when I registered my daughter.
This all sounds very hard.
No, it isn't. Just bring all this information with you, and you'll have no problem. The people at the school where you register are very nice, and will help you as much as they can.
I hope so. Here's the bus. Have a good day.